Today is April the 8th of 2009.
A Wednesday, April the 8th, 2009.
All day?
All day.
Every day.
Not every day. Has been since I got up this morning. Which is sometimes open to question.
Did you get up this morning?
Hold on, let me check.
This is a dream sequence.
That's frequently what my boss is asking. Okay, this is the St. Louis Unix Users Group. We're doing our tutorial. There's announcements and stuff in the middle, so we'll get to those later. Our tutorialist tonight is Jeff Muse, who's been around the group for a long time. He's also elected to our board of directors, systems admin with Tom Reuters. And I'm going to turn it over to Jeff.
So tonight, talking about GNU Screen, which is one of those things that kind of look at what the description is and you go, huh? At least I did the first couple of times I read through it. How many of you use Screen?
You have to have somebody show you what it is before you can figure out anything about it.
I've barely used it.
Okay, know what it is, but don't use it. You have no clue what it is and wonder why you should use it. Okay. So for the benefit of people who don't know what it is and wondering why they should use it, I'm not going to try and explain it. I'm just going to demonstrate it at first. And then it should be a lot more clear. So all I do is I type in screen in a command prompt.
Is that obvious?
This isn't, yes, incredibly obvious. And you know what? I'm going to back up, and I'm going to take my config file and back it up so that we don't use it. We'll come back to that, but what we're going to demonstrate now is the way that it works by default.
Ooh, if I want to make a if I want to go along with you and make a transcript, I can use script.
Yes, you could.
Except that it's probably not going to record the stuff in the screen, is it?
Probably not. Screen does have a logging option, which I've never used. That might be an alternate way to do it. So anyway, it comes up with this welcome screen, spacer return to end, and it looks like I'm at a shell prompt. Big whoop. So now what I'll do is I will use a command that I think only exists for the purpose of providing constant output for demonstration purposes, the yes command. And then I'm going to detach from my screen session. This is a control A, D that I just typed. And you see it comes back with detached. All the screen commands start off with the control A by default as a prefix. This is something that I like to change because it interferes with the read line library going back to the beginning of the line. Minicom uses control A to get its attention if you need to issue some sort of a command to a serial port. So that's something that we'll remap a little bit later. But for the moment, we'll stick with control A as the default for attention. So now I will go into my other window, type in a W. You see I've got a couple of login sessions here, or interactive sessions, rather. I will reattach with screen-R. There's my output. Hit control C, it breaks. Control A to detach. I'll even close this window. See, I've lost a couple of sessions. Reattach again in the other window. There's my output for my command.
And this is like the next day. 2 weeks.
Next day, 2 weeks, half an hour, whatever.
Or from another machine at home.
Yeah, screen and SSH are a wonderful combination. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You get to the point where you realize that you're not getting any further until you transfer 3 gig of data over a slow network link. You kick off the transfer and screen session, detach, tell the boss, bye, I'm going home.
But there is one problem.
What's that?
You have to remember to start screen first.
Yes. Log in from home, pick up where you left off after the transfer's done. Those of you who use Gentoo or FreeBSD, screen is a wonderful thing for things like Emerge World or Make Build World where you're going to getting tons and tons of output. You don't particularly care about it so long as it ends successfully. You kick it off, detach your screen session, do whatever you need to do, go back and reattach, make sure it ended successfully.
The screen shows the error messages, right?
So screen shows everything. It is just like
having another terminal window open. Okay. Basically, what you're doing here is you're abstracting away the idea of a fixed terminal. You're creating essentially more PTYs. In fact, you can see here, I've got two logins. That's odd. I've seen some versions of screen where it actually logs you. It doesn't show that you're logged in the output of W when you detach. So you could have half a dozen sessions open in screen like this. We'll reattach.
Already attached.
Okay. So we'll create a new session. Control A, C. Here's another interactive shell. There we go. Now I've got another login session. And yet another one. So now I can cycle through all these windows just by doing Control A, N. I'm sorry?
Change title on window if you want to on the session.
I could, but this way I can demonstrate cycling back. So if I do a Control A P, you can see that there's my window where I just did an echo 2. Do it again, 1, Control A N for forward, 2, 3. So
how do I suspend to get to back to the original or start it on the screen?
Okay, so if I want to get back to my original non-screen session, if I want to detach all my sessions, it's just Control A, D. If I want to see what I've got running, screen-list. And you see here that it's actually created a var run screen directory, and it's got a socket in it. These screen sessions all have sockets. I can create a new screen session, and I'm going to actually give it a title with the dash cap S flag. I'll call this second, since it's my second screen session. Do an LS. And now, after I detach, I'll do my list again. And you'll see that I've got two sessions. If I want to reattach to my second session, I'll just do a screen-r second. There I am. And if I want to end my screen session, I just log out of the last interactive shell that I'm running. Show a couple other handy things. If I want to list my sessions, Control A, quote, and that's not really useful. They all show bash. I just hit enter to bail out of that. So if I do Control A, capital A, I can set my title. And you know what? I'll cycle through that again. Control A, capital A. Next, and then if I do Control A, double quote, you can see that I've renamed my sessions and that I can cycle through them a lot easier. And if I want to choose one, I can type in 1, or I'll go back to my browser there and type in 2, and just cycle through that way. So if I've got half a dozen screen sessions open, and say I've got Mutt running in one, and an IRC client in another, and I'm compiling something in the third, and I've got some text editor open in a fourth, it's a really easy way to keep track of what you're doing. There's even an easier way we'll show you in ScreenRC in a minute. Everybody with me, sir?
So what did Control A, capital A do?
Control A, capital A lets you set titles for the window, for lack of a better term, that you're in.
Control minus S.
That gives you a name for the entire session as a whole. each session can have multiple interactive logins going on at the same time. So you name your interactive sessions, and then you name the session, which is a collection of those interactive sessions. You had a question.
Can you color code the background or something with the first command, and you have to do that separate from that?
As far as color coding, there may be a way to do it. I've never tried.
There's a screen RC that you can set it in. A lot of people don't set the background. They set like a bottom bar.
Yeah, there is a title bar. And actually, that's a good way to...
Good lead-in. I'm going to bail out of this one completely.
Uppercase L for logging.
Most of this is just the default, but everything from this comment here down is customized. So that hard status on basically gives you a title bar, or a status bar, is a more accurate term, across the bottom of the window. And then that always last line specifies the position. The string is basically a format string. It's kind of the same concept as setting a shell prompt. Syntax is a little bit different, but idea is the same. And then she'll come back to the scroll bar in a moment. Other thing I should talk about, the escape. Well, it was a nice idea. Okay. Sorry, Stan. So that last line, that escape control TT, is what remaps the command sequence. That overrides the default control A to get screen's attention, remaps to control T. I have no idea why I picked that, except it didn't seem to interfere with anything else. So, with that screen RC in place, I will start a new screen session. And you can see that I've got this nice colorized status bar at the bottom. And I will rename the title. So now I have my session called 1. And control C now to create a second session. So on.
The .screenrc is there only if you put it there, right?
Yeah, you will not have a .screenrc in your home directory by default. There is a system-wide one, etc screenrc. That is one that pretty much as soon as you install, at least from a package, you're going to have. You may not have it if you compile from source. So now, demonstrate the scroll back. Screen is one of those things that suffers from horrible terminology. Sometimes calls itself a window manager, which is horribly inaccurate because this has nothing to do with a graphical environment. Sometimes calls it terminal multiplexer, which is kind of confusing. And then another example is what they call copy mode. To get to the scroll back buffer, scrollback is actually an accurate term, but they call it copy mode. I'm going to hit Control T and then open bracket. And now you'll see that I am in some sort of VI-like navigation tool. So I can hit K to move up, J to move down, H to move left, L to move right. And this way I can go all the way back up. You see my scroll bar isn't moving. Now it is. But the scroll bar in a screen session is not really useful. If you get out of copy mode, you hit escape. And this last line down here, you can actually set some term cap settings to make the scroll bar work. I've had mixed success with that. Sometimes I find that I have to resize my window to actually get the scroll bar to function absolutely perfectly, but the scrollback method is actually a bit more effective. Something else that I'm not going to demonstrate, but which found out relatively recently, is that screen can actually be used to connect to a serial port. You can just do screen dev TTY whatever, and you can actually get a connection to a serial port, just like if you were running Minicon or CU or whatever app you might be using. In that case, you can't just log out, because if you're, say, logged into a system serial prompt and you log out, well, in a serial prompt, that brings you back, or a serial console, that brings you back to a login prompt. It doesn't actually end the session.
You're still attached.
Right. So to detach, and this is really the only time you're going to use this, I'll do a control TK. Which actually doesn't seem to like in a non-serial environment. But that K, on a serial prompt at least, will, or a serial console, will actually kill the session. And I'll probably ask you for confirmation, do you want to kill?
Destroy current window.
Yes. That does not cleanly exit everything.
So maybe you want to go to the login prompt and then do it?
Yeah. And see if we can get a cool error message here. Some versions of screen will actually complain at you and say you cannot attach to screen from inside of screen if you forget where you are. It's another benefit of having that status bar set there. So. There are other things you can do with screen. It has a ton of features. One of the things that it actually says in the man page under the bug section is that you have to have a really weird advantage imagination to take full advantage of it. So, definitely something that can make your life easier. Really good when you've got one system that you need multiple logins to you and you don't want to have 15 different SSH sessions going at once. Very good for having long-running processes under control. Saves you from having to deal with backgrounding jobs or NoHub. It's really one of those things I don't know how I ever lived without. So, any questions on screen?
Is there a way to automatically run when you log in?
So automatically what?
Run screen?
Yes.
When you log in?
Yes, there is. You could... Well, here. You actually could put that in your .dev profile. You can actually have your screen session fire up multiple, fire up a command as soon as it starts, too.
And you can have it detached so that you've got a detached process running.
Yes.
Or you could have it start up and not spawn a new process.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually a good point. Let's reattach to this. I missed something important here. If I want to reattach, I'll do a screen-r-d. You see that I detached in my original window and reattached in the new window.
Interesting.
And if I want to have two windows at once for whatever reason, I can just do a screen-x and that'll share the session between two windows. Stan.
How useful did you find the man page?
The man page is, I think, most useful for figuring out what the different keyboard shortcuts are. If you Google for screen and then any kind of topic after that, you're going to come up with a ton of hits. There's a lot of documentation out there. That's another real good resource. Beyond just looking up what key do I need to do such and such, it's not as helpful as it might be.
Have you seen... In your experience, I'm not sure I can explain the question, but let me take a stab at it. I've had two screen sessions up on different machines.
Mm-hmm.
I change to a different session on one window. On the other machine, it doesn't change. Is that the way it's supposed to work, or are they supposed to mirror each other?
I'm not following you.
if you had more than one session available in that screen,
okay,
and you changed in the right-hand window, would the left-hand window change or stay on the session it's on?
Oh, okay. So if I create another window?
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting.
Hmm. What are we saying?
So you see that I now have...
I created a second session in the bottom window, but it doesn't reflect in the first.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. In other words, you can change to this to window 2 on the right. On this machine, I look over here, it's on the other window in the same session.
Hmm.
You know, the two instances don't always mirror.
They don't match up, yeah. I wonder if it has something to do with it just looks at the socket that is there when it starts up and then...
Or when you do activity, or I bet you if you change on the left-hand one, it'll refresh the bar. Try that.
So if I change up here?
Yeah, just try to change to one, yeah.
So so it has to reread the socket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
I was just wondering if you'd ever seen that, but apparently that's normal operation.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've got me confused.
Just now?
I used to have people, that was one of the things I always did, was start up a screen session and then told them to go to the server and do screen-x, and then everything, we would both be seeing the screens, would be the same.
So send the specified command to a running screen session.
If you change sessions in one window, the other one doesn't necessarily change until it updates for some reason. Until it updates.
So you can attach to a screen session.
Screen session.
No problem.
Lowercase or uppercase.
What I'm saying is, if you create a new session in one window, you're not going to see it in the other instance until you do something to cause a refresh.
Okay.
That's the best way I can explain it, because it was weird. I thought they would mirror. You know, whatever goes out the pipe would go to both instances, but it didn't. Yeah.
Was that with a dash X? Or?
Yeah. I've got the screen RC set up on ways of read mail. I've got the blacklist in one section, or one window, and behind the other one. And it's always up on the
Have you, Jeff, have you found it that it acts different with different... terminal programs or different distros?
The one thing that I've found is that if you start editing files inside of a screen session, especially in VI, depending on what your remote session is, or your remote operating system is, it can get very confused. I know that on Solaris, I start VI and it complains at me. I don't know what kind of a terminal type you're using. All I have is screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to set my term to VT100, and then that goes away.
Or X-term.
X-term, yeah, whatever is appropriate. VT100 is always safe.
You can have that in your login.
You can do it.
You can set it in your login that if you see that the terminal is a screen, change it to the...
Yeah. Another thing that I've found is you can get some interesting propagation of environment variables. For example, I start a screen session on one machine, I'm in X, and I start it in a terminal window, and then I detach from my session, go someplace else, come to another system, log back in over SSH, and then I find out that the program that I expect to run in a console mode, say I've got a program that can run either console or GUI, doesn't seem to work. Well, what happened was, the specific example I'm thinking of is GPG agent, where if it sees anything resembling a display variable, it pops up a little window asking you for your passphrase. But if it doesn't, it comes up with a little ncurses-based tool. That wasn't working for me when I was logging in remotely. Well, it turned out that the screen session that I was in, it inherited the display variable from the machine where I started it. So I'm reasonably sure that 15 miles away from where I was, a little window popped up asking me to type in my passphrase. Then once I unset display, it started working just fine. Is there a question in the back? I thought I saw a hand up at one point. No? No. Okay. Hey,
Jeff Muse, sysadmin from Thomson Reuters, our newest member of the board of directors, and
probably the only man who's ever finished a tutorial.
Well, he did start on time.
And he started on time.
That's even more impressive.
Can we call it a try?
So many firsts.